had briefings obviously yesterday with regards to what has been the shambles of the National Broadband Plan over the last couple of years and the issue of the process being potentially contaminated. And we saw Minister's resignation over that. But beyond that particular issue, I was also looking at the overall costs and the preparatory work that's been done in terms of cost-benefit analysis. And what it has emerged is that the provision of 5G hasn't been costs that are considered to the extent that it might be. Now, I'm not an expert, but I know that 5G would certainly support a level of internet use that would suit many home users.
Is there an argument that says that when this process started, 5G wasn't even on the table?
Yes, that's true. But the process is still afoot, and while they did a cost-benefit analysis on 4G, they haven't done one on 5G, and I feel that we had to drag them kicking and screaming to admit that that was the case. And certainly, I hope on the back of yesterday, they now will go and look at this. And while I know 5G wouldn't support kind of the level of technological supports that certain businesses would require, I think for a lot of rural areas where people would like family uses, I mean, things like internet access for Google and Netflix and various things like that, it may be. So just in terms of overall value for money for the public, where you're looking at an expenditure of around $3 billion potentially, which could equate to as much as $30,000 per house to be connected, that the 5G solution might be as little as $1,000 per house. So I just felt that I'm not an expert, so maybe there are very good reasons that we shouldn't be going that route, but I think that before we start dishing out up to $3 billion of the public's money, if we can do the same job for $1 billion or less, then I think we should certainly be looking at that. And so that was the essence of the point yesterday. I'm afraid I wasn't inspired with confidence, with the lack of candor in some of the answers. As I said, it was difficult to get an admission that no detailed cost-benefit analysis was done on the 5G option. And as I said, I'm not an expert. There may be very good reasons not to do it. There seems to be a very, very big differential in the cost of providing actual fibre as opposed to 5G. Well, I appreciate for your listeners that that wouldn't support certain businesses, but in a lot of rural areas, it may well support to provide an adequate level. But look, let's see what the experts say, and more importantly, let's see what is the best value for money for the taxpayer, because that's what's needed.
One of the key issues that you've been raising is that we're at a point now where delivering this is going to be a priority for the government, whoever happens to be in government. And the worry is perhaps that there'll be such a rush to get this done and get it done now that it'll be done at any cost, and that's a road you don't want to go down.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, they're calling it a tender process. We only have one bidder at the table. That's not much of a tender process to me. That's a negotiation with one party. I mean, there's an era we had to beg this person to stay at the table, or at least that was the excuse the former Minister Nocton put forward for all the private dinners he was having, was trying to keep him in the process. But the same level of effort in terms of private dinners anyway wasn't being engaged in for all of the other companies capable of delivering on the National Broadband Plan. So that was a concern. And there is an underlying thing that because government trumpeted this for many years with little progress, that it will be rushed and it will be done at any cost. And that might, you know, while we want as many millions in terms of resources we can get here for Donegal and all the counties in the Northwest, the reality is, if 5G is going to be sufficient in certain areas, then give us the change left over for the many other issues that we need in terms of infrastructure resources here in the Northwest.